This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. All you have to do, call in at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website as well over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that we have there on the site. They are totally free, so enjoy again over at freetalklive.com. And those other talk show hosts, by the way, want to charge you for their sites. Ours, we give it away. You actually get to control the content of the site. So you find something online you think's interesting, you share it as show prep, submit as show prep to the freetalklive.com site. Other listeners will then vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion. You get to vote on things as well. And the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site so more people see them, including us. I'm more likely to use them on the air. Go to freetalklive.com to get interactive. In fact, right from the relative top of our website, found an interesting piece here that backs up something I've been saying for a long time. And that is that I think humans are generally good. I think that people are good by nature. I think that's the reason why we don't have violence and chaos in the streets. I think it's not because that the government's around or the government police are lurking around some corner somewhere. It's because that people are good. And on top of that, obviously some people are willing to defend themselves. And when you have certain areas of the country that have more, ability, where people have more individual ability to defend themselves, say like New Hampshire, Vermont, or Alaska, where the gun restrictions are relatively low, then you have lower crime rates as a result of that. But just in general, the reason why you don't have a bunch of criminals running around is because most people are good. And now there's biological...
good by nature. Did you say biological?
Yeah, now there's biological research.
I'm very interested in this, because I'm not entirely sure that I believe people are good by nature.
So this is nature versus nurture.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
interesting.
Because I think that you know, there's lots of reasons. Okay, so cooperation works better than not cooperating. So there's a reason to be quote unquote good. You know, people have taught you to be good. So there's another good reason to be good. Yeah. You'll face harm if you aren't good. So there's another reason to be good. So I mean, there's a lot of incentives.
There's
to
a
be
lot
good.
Of incentives. Sure. So here's some information from the AFP and Al Jazeera about biological research that is increasingly debunking the view of humanity as competitive, aggressive, and brutish. According to Franz Duval, a biologist at Emory University in Atlanta, he told the annual meeting of American Association for the Advancement of Science on Monday the following. He says, humans have a lot of pro-social tendencies. New research on higher animals, from primates and elephants to mice, shows there's a biological basis for behavior such as cooperation. This is according to the author of The Age of Empathy, that's Francis Wall, Nature's Lessons for a Kinder Society. Until just 12 years ago, the common view among scientists was that humans were nasty at the core, but had developed a veneer of morality, albeit a thin one, Duval told scientists and journalists from some 50 countries at the conference in Vancouver. But human children and most higher animals are moral in a scientific sense because they need to cooperate with each other to reproduce and pass on their genes, he said. Research has disproved the view, dominant since the 19th century, typical of biologists Thomas Henry Huxley's argument that morality is absent in nature and something created by humans, and common assumptions that the harsh view was promoted by Charles Darwin, the so-called father of evolution, are also wrong, he said. Darwin was much smarter than most of his followers, said Duval, quoting from Darwin's The Descent of Man, that animals that developed well-marked social instincts would inevitably acquire a moral sense or conscience. Duval showed the audience videos from laboratories revealing the dramatic emotional distress of a monkey denied a treat that another monkey received, and of a rat giving up chocolate in order to help another rat escape from a trap. Such research shows that animals naturally have pro-social tendencies for reciprocity, fairness, empathy, and consolation. Human morality is unthinkable without empathy, he said. Asked if wide public acceptance of empathy as natural would change the intense competition on which capitalist economic and political systems are based, Duval quipped, "I'm just a monkey watcher." But he told reporters that research also shows animals bestow their empathy on animals they're familiar with in their in-group, and that natural tendency is a challenge in a globalized human world. Morality developed in humans in small communities, he said, adding that it's a challenge. It's experimental for the human species to apply a system intended for in-groups to the whole world. So, suggesting here that there's, you know, that morality goes beyond human beings, that it spreads into the higher animal kingdom as well here. And I don't think that competition is necessarily a bad thing or in any way inherently immoral. Competition just allows us to have choices in the marketplace, and I think that you can have friendly competition.
I get what you're saying, and I think that's I think it's very interesting. I remember that video. Have you seen the video on the internet where the one dog saves the other dog out of the middle of the road?
Yes, I have, as a matter of fact.
It's interesting, right?
Yeah, it's really cool.
It's really interesting. And so it's interesting to see these things in the animal kingdom where they eat each other, right? Like they spend a lot of their time eating each other. But and another thing this says, interestingly, is that it says that animals and people think in groups. And, you know, if you have anything that... if you have a philosophy that goes against human nature, your philosophy is going to fail. So it's kind of interesting. Like, the idea would be, like, how would you expand the human's group to be all the humans?
Hmm.
You know, I mean,
you have to get rid of the ideas that the kind of imaginary concepts that separate us. So nations would be something you'd have to get rid of.
Colors.
It also would be helpful. You know, colors of hair, colors of eyes, skin colors, all those things. Sure. Anything that people discriminate against.
Most people don't discriminate based on colors of eyes.
Probably not.
Yeah.
But some people believe that, you know, blonde hair, blue eyes, you know, the best way to go.
I really think it's interesting that this is debunking Huxley and Darwin. Excuse me. I'm really, as an atheist, I'm really pro evolution and evolutionary concept, and I'm always interested to hear new science, and this is awesome. I just wonder how the element of power over others would change this, because you may be naturally a good person, but if you were given power over another, do you remain a good person?
We've seen a lot of science that shows that power corrupts.
Right.
It's hard to find human groups that don't have some kind of power structure or another. I mean, you know, some are more loose than others. These are interesting. It's interesting. I mean, I don't have anything else to say about them other than that.
I would agree.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because, yeah, clearly power is a problem. And I wish we had the science in front of us that actually shows in various different ways how it is that the power does corrupt. But it does. I mean, it's scientifically proven that power corrupts human beings. And how do we get rid of that power is really the ultimate question.
Right.
Because as long as people acknowledge that it exists and kowtow to those who claim to have it, then it will continue. So really, I think ultimately we have to get over the idea that humans should have power, that there should be one placed above, on a pedestal above another. And that's going to be tough. It's going to be tough to disabuse people of those notions because they still hold on to this idea that government, which is the most common, I think, power structure that we see in our society, is somehow necessary.
Family is probably the most common power structure that we have, you know, and that's based on...
but a lot of family power is backed by government. Like, for instance, if a young person wants to leave a family, in any other world where there's no government around to come bring them home, they would be able to. But if you're 15 or 16 and you decide, I've had it with these parents, and, you know, you walk out of the house, the cops are going to come get you, and they're going to take you back to the house.
That's right.
Doesn't matter if you're being abused in that home, or whatever it is the reasons are that you decided to leave, you will be brought back. So ultimately, the power of the man or the woman and whoever the head of household is, ultimately that power is backed up by the men with guns calling themselves government.
It's true, but at the same time, it's that power is backed up by the realities of young people not being able to work very, very well.
Another government prohibition.
Oh well, try being 8 and getting a job.
There was a story about the 7-year-old millionaire or whatever, the guy that started polishing shoes and doing other entrepreneurial things at a very young age. He started at a young age and became a millionaire by age 13. I think he was.
Yeah. Okay.
So, but he was out there doing things on his own right out, you know, as soon as he was old enough to. Basically, with the blessing of his parents, of course. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But I think that's one of our challenges, is to change how people see the power structures in this world and hopefully get people to ignore them. Because if enough people ignore the people claim to be in power, then what power do they really have? The reason why the government people are so powerful is because people go along with the program. They do what they're told. More coming up. Free Talk Live. You take control.
Hi, I'm I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, February 22nd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1756.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1799.99, $900 for a half ounce, or $450 for a quarter ounce. That's $1799.99, $900, and $450.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Here with you this evening, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
And don't forget, some of the features on the site include the webcam. You can go watch, listen, and interact. The chat room built into the same page as the cam. Just head on over to cam.freetalklive.com and do that all for free. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
www.freetalklive.com. So coming up here, starting tomorrow, the Free State Project's Liberty Forum. Now, the Thursday day isn't really officially the I guess it's officially the beginning of the Liberty Forum, but there's not a whole lot on the schedule. It's more of like a welcome to New Hampshire kind of day. Here you can go and take a tour of the state house, or you can go to a gun shoot. Later on in the evening, I think there's going to be an icebreaker and some sort of a some kind of soiree. I'm not sure exactly what they had planned, but the schedule is available for you over at freestateproject.org/libertyforum, and it really kicks off in earnest bright and early Friday morning with a variety of speakers and panel discussions. The civil disobedience panel that myself and Pete Nademo from copblock.org will be participating in, that will be happening, I think, one of the first sessions on Friday, like about 1 o'clock or 1:15. So there's going to be panel. The kind of panel sessions will be open to audience participation. There's also going to be speeches by people like Carlos Miller from Photography is Not a Crime. We've also got Jody Emery from Cannabis Culture, Peter Schiff, the investment advisor, Prax Girl from the YouTube channel, and many more. Go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's where you can learn more about the event, get the details on the hotel, get signed up. It's still not too late to get a ticket. Of course, you can also show up the day of and purchase a la carte tickets, only attending the events that are interesting to you. In addition to the Liberty Forum, I believe on Saturday the Alt Expo will be happening, which is kind of a long-running, not competing event necessarily, but a friendly side event, I suppose you could say, that happens in the same hotel. In fact, I think this time the Alt Expo actually has one of the hotel rooms. It used to be, or one of the rentable rooms. It used to just be happening like in someone's room? Hotel room. Okay, yeah, they've got a conference room this time. So Alt Expo is getting even bigger than it's ever been. And it's going to be a great time. People are already arriving in New Hampshire. Some folks just driving through the streets of Keene and Winnebago here not too long
ago. It's great to see people here.
Yep, people are showing up and they're getting excited and they're going to be heading out to the Liberty Forum tomorrow. And some people showing up Friday, Saturday, whenever you can get there, it will be worth your while because people who love liberty all in the same hotel, hundreds of people together. I mean, how can you go wrong? For me, that's what it's all about. It's a great networking experience and a great time to see what it's like to be around other people of like mind. Because if you're like I used to be in Florida, it might feel a little lonely where you are. Maybe there aren't very many people that consider themselves activists. Maybe there aren't very many people that are on board with the ideas of liberty, or at least that you don't really feel like, maybe you feel like you know some people that like the ideas, but they're not really willing to do anything about it. Well, if you want to get together with people who are willing to do things, this is the place to go. Free State Project Liberty Forum. Go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. You can still use our discount code FTL2012 and save 10%. That's FTL2012. You'll save 10% at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. We're going to be there starting tomorrow night, broadcasting live. So this is our last night in the studio this week. We will be live on location Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. So look forward to seeing many of our listeners there. It kind of also doubles as like a Free Talk Live listener convention to some extent that we don't actually have to spend any time or money putting on just because so many people come.
Thanks to the Free State Project for that.
Yeah, thanks to Chris Lawless and the Free State Project for putting this together. There's not any real official Free Talk Live events besides us doing the show, but it's
lots
cool
of people come and view it.
Well, right, yeah, people come and they sit in the room where we're doing the show, and then the listeners get to kind of know each other, and some of them already know each other from past Liberty forums and being on the Free Talk Live BBS. So it's a real kind of community occasion and gives you a great excuse to come up and see what it's like here in New Hampshire. Although don't let the weather fool you. Mm-hmm. It was close to 50 degrees here in Keene, New Hampshire today.
I was
today.
Over that. It was close to 60 in the sun today. It was ridiculous.
Yeah. So
ridiculous. I'm not complaining. Right. I will shovel this all year long, man.
If
we
this
have
is
no
what
snow.
Global warming means, I am for it.
I'm for it. Yeah, absolutely.
It did snow a little last night. I thought for a moment it was.
Yeah, we got some flurries, but this is nothing.
No,
this is nothing
for
late February.
It's really, you can't ask for a better weekend to come up for the Liberty Forum, unless all of a sudden it dumps, 3 feet tonight or something
like
that.
The long-term forecast looks good, actually, but I'm hoping for an open winter myself. Just absolutely
an open winter,
which means you get no snow, which technically it can't be an open winter because we got that 2 feet of snow Halloween weekend. But even
technically
still,
it's not winter. That's fall.
That's still fall. You're right.
Yeah.
Open winter would be awesome.
So 855-453 is the toll-free number here, and we're going to tell you a lot more about the Liberty Forum. We'll be interviewing guests. I know Jody Emery is very excited about coming on, so we're definitely going to have her on. And, of course, a number of our co-hosts will be there, and we'll talk to as many people as we possibly can. Frequently, we have an open mic as a third-person kind of mic that people can just kind of sit in and act as though it was a phone line, except it's our third microphone. So we'll be doing all those things we normally do from the Free State Project's Liberty Forum coming up starting tomorrow night. All right, 855-453 is the toll-free number. Breaking news here. Apparently, the federal government is going after Cindy Sheehan. Now, we've had Cindy on our show in the past because, well, she bravely stood up against the war and the Bush administration many years ago. It's been several years since she's been on the program. And she hasn't stopped. She hasn't stopped opposing the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And now the federal government has decided to target her and teach her a lesson for standing up and speaking out against them.
I wonder how she feels about voting for Obama at this point.
They have filed a law. Did she vote for Obama?
I'm just guessing. I'm just making a guess.
Oh, okay. They filed a law. I don't know, Mark. I wouldn't jump on to any conclusions about that. But anyway, she's been sued by the federal government. They are trying to force her to provide her financial records to the Internal Revenue Service. An IRS officer said that she had refused to answer any questions about her finances after receiving a summons at her Vacaville home. The attorney's office filed a petition to enforce the IRS summons. It ordered Sheehan to produce bank account statements for the period from August through early November of 2011. According to IRS Revenue Officer Jose Ortega, the financial information may be relevant to the collection of Sheehan's federal income tax liabilities for 2005 and 2006. Sheehan first met with the agent on November 22nd, sought an extension to January 17th. It was during the January meeting that she refused to answer any questions or produce the requested documents. She said she's always been upfront with the IRS and has no intention of paying taxes. She says the government has already taken enough from her, saying, quote, if they, the federal government, can give me my son back,
her son, yeah.
I'll pay my taxes, but that's not going to happen, she said.
Good for her.
As you may know, she became an anti-war activist after her son, Casey Sheehan, was killed in Iraq in 2004. She attracted national attention by setting up a camp near George Bush's ranch in Texas in 2005. And more recently, she's been involved in the Occupy movement and was arrested in an October demonstration in Sacramento. So they're going after her because she dares to defy the IRS and courageously and publicly speaks out against paying taxes in protest of the ongoing wars.
You know, she's in a position that, puts the IRS, the government, in a bad position. She's like, yeah, you got my one child. What else do you want from me?
Take my freedom. Put me in a cage.
Yeah, take my house.
855-450-FREE, the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-855-450-3733. Misconceptions about unschooling coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Your toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Mobile site for those of you with a smartphone. Go to m.freetalklive.com. m.freetalklive.com for quick access to our live streams and podcast. All free. m.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin's the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash. With bitcoins, there are no contracts to sign or terms of service that you have to abide by. Anyone can download the free Bitcoin software and be using them in just a few minutes. With bitcoins, you can send and receive money without fees anywhere in the world without needing permission from any government or bank. To learn how, visit weusecoins.org. It's the internet's new digital currency. It's bitcoins. Weusecoins.org. Now, thanks to BitInstant.com, you can have bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing whatever currency you have into a major bank, and then you can buy your bitcoins with cash. Visit BitInstant.com. It's BitInstant.com.
All right, so let's actually go to the phones and to the fun. We have a gentleman on the line here who actually had a question about bitcoins, I understand it. Go ahead, sir.
My question is, I understand the basic idea, and it's great. It's decentralized, big banks don't control it. My concern is the technology dependence. And my real question is it actually internet dependent. Now, the reason I ask that is when the U.S. government finally crashes its economy, I don't know if it's going to be in my lifetime or my grandchildren's lifetime, but I'm pretty sure it's going to happen. It may take out the North American internet backbone at least for a little while. Who knows how long? So is it internet dependent or just technology dependent?
Okay, good question. So I'm not one of the programmers, so I can't answer this beyond my own basic understanding of the Bitcoin. But it's a peer-to-peer network. So there is a dependence on being connected to some form of net. I don't know if that doesn't mean that you couldn't have an alternative network that it would be operating over. I'm not sure about that. But at this point in time, as I understand it, you do have to be connected to the internet in order to have Bitcoins exist. So it's because of the millions of people that are on this Bitcoin network that makes it very robust, and it makes it impossible to take down. It makes it impossible to be targeted. There's no central location that they can take out and eliminate your account or anything like that. It's all completely distributed across, you know, again, millions of points or nodes on this this particular network. So were the internet to go down entirely, yeah, you probably wouldn't have any Bitcoins at that point. But if it were to come back online, in theory, the Bitcoins would still be there. It's just that you wouldn't be able to access them or transfer them if you didn't have internet access. Does that answer your question?
Yeah,
but there are physical Bitcoins.
Somebody will come up with a way of doing like ad hoc networking to where, you know, two people can do an interaction and exchange Bitcoins, and then later it gets uploaded. There may be something in the works. I'll have to look into it.
Well, when you do a Bitcoin transaction, do you have a Bitcoin software installed on your computer, or have you gone that far?
I haven't really looked at it too far.
Okay.
And I haven't.
So, you know, it doesn't cost you anything to experiment with it. You can just go and download the software and install it, and then you can go and get your hands on some Bitcoins if you want. There are various different ways to do it. BitInstant.com can help with that.
Sure.
And then you can play with it and see exactly what I mean. But what happens is when you transfer Bitcoins to another client or to another Bitcoin address, it takes it a little bit of time. Yes, the Bitcoins are instantly transferred, but it has to be verified before they really are usable. So what happens is there's some process that involves those other nodes on the network essentially confirming that, yes, indeed, this transfer did happen, and that until that transfer is, like, confirmed at least 8 times, it's not considered a confirmed transaction. I believe that's the number of times it's required. And then as you watch, you'll see the number of confirmations go up and up and up and up as the transaction propagates out over the entire peer-to-peer network. So if you were to transfer to somebody, as you said, with an ad hoc situation where there was no internet connected, if somehow you were able to do that, which I don't know if that's even possible without
physical Bitcoins, you could do that with. You can buy
you
them
could do it with physical Bitcoins, sure.
MemoryDealers.com sells them. They're physical Bitcoins. You can use them in the real world, and then if you want, you can tear the back off and put them back on the internet.
Well, no, Mark, that's not an accurate statement.
It's not accurate?
The physical Bitcoins, they never leave the internet. You can't take Bitcoins out of the internet. They're always there.
They're in the depository of the company that makes the physical Bitcoins.
No. Nope, not at all.
Where are they?
The physical Bitcoins, when you get one of those physical Bitcoins, there's a code underneath the back, as you mentioned, that will allow you to access the Bitcoins online. So those Bitcoins are just sitting in a wallet that's dedicated to that one particular coin,
okay,
essentially. Does that make sense?
I guess.
Do you guess or do you know?
I think I understand. I mean, they'll be transferred when you decide to get them.
No, they're there all the time. They're sitting in that wallet. When you're holding a physical Bitcoin in your hand, you're holding the information required to access that wallet.
Okay.
And
correct.
Then when you use that information, when you redeem the physical Bitcoin, as you might call it, by removing the label from the back, which has this protection on it, you can tell
like
if it's
holographic
been tampered with.
Sticker.
Yeah. Yeah, you can tell if somebody's been messing with it. So when you remove that sticker, it's now void at that point, and and you will then be able to access that particular wallet. Until that's removed, the only other individual who knows what that wallet is the person who created that physical Bitcoin. And essentially, you have to trust that person isn't going to violate that account. So it's not a perfect, the physical Bitcoins are not a perfect system thus far. And, it's
but they are a way
better
to use them. I mean, you know, they're backed, they're currency that is backed with more than the U.S. dollar is backed with.
Yes, I've used the physical Bitcoins that I've gotten through Free Talk Live to. Mandrick gave me a train wreck, mm-hmm. one of his train wreck sandwiches for a Bitcoin, physical Bitcoin.
Excellent.
Yeah. And
did you redeem that, or is it still unredeemed?
It was unredeemed when I spent it, so I'm,
got it.
You know, whatever Mandrick decides to do with it.
Right, so basically when you transfer a physical Bitcoin from one person to another, you're just basically giving someone's you're giving a wallet information, a Bitcoin wallet info around, essentially, is what's happening there. It's just a way to transfer that information. It could be done in a variety of different forms, but the Bitcoins never leave the Internet. They can't. It's not possible.
Okay.
Ty, in Tennessee, any further thoughts or questions?
No, that pretty much answers the question. That's the only weakness I see is, you know, there may be a delay if something goes wrong, that they, you know, that the North American backbone goes down. You know, you might be able to go to Europe or some place like that, or you know, somewhere overseas and do it.
At this point, Ty, there isn't a currency that I consider to be perfect. I mean, you know, if you're in a situation where with your internet backbone goes down, we're talking about, you know, a kind of eat the dog kind of market crash. In that situation, you probably want bullets.
Silver.
I don't even know if you want silver.
Bullets, yeah.
Silver's fine and everything, but I don't know if you're in that situation, if people are going to be saying, oh yeah, I'd love a handful of mercury dimes. You probably want to have stored food from wisefoodstorage.com, some ammunition, say you bought it from manventure.com. You're going to want some canned food. You know, all those things are probably what you're looking for in that instance. There are advantages to gold and silver, no doubt, and there are advantages to bitcoins. I think that bitcoins, you know, bitcoins can be transferred over the internet. Gold and silver, you can't do a transaction over the internet.
Don't put your eggs in one basket.
Anyway, but, thanks for answering.
Thanks, Ty, for the call. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. And I think you made a really great point, Mark, that bitcoins, they have some real advantages over gold and silver. And gold and silver have some advantages over bitcoins. So to me, I think it's a good 1-2 punch to have your money placed in both of those places. I'm no investment advisor, though, so don't take my word for it. But it makes me
Don't take the investment advisor's word for it either.
Yeah. Well, it makes me feel good to know that I have both. I like having both, and I understand that you know, one is kind of a complement, I think, to the other. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. You know, if you lose your Bitcoin wallet, your Bitcoins are gone, man. No one can ever get those. Like, if you have a bunch of Bitcoins in a wallet and you lose that information, no one can retrieve those Bitcoins. They are gone.
You should spend a little time researching Bitcoins before you just put your whole fortune into them.
Weusecoins.org. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
And over 6,000 preparedness items get you ready. That's what you'll find at GetReadySurvival.com. Over 6,000 preparedness items. And counting, because we're adding new items nearly every day. GetReadySurvival.com has it all. Small and family-sized tents, backpacks, sleeping bags, food supplies. Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. Portable water filters, canteens and hydro packs, knives, axes, shovels, compasses, camouflage and tactical gear, fire starters and ammunition. It's all at GetReadySurvival.com. How about first aid, medical, emergency, or small personal survival kits? Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. If you're not prepared or just semi-prepared, the place to get prepared now is GetReadySurvival.com. Got questions? Call 928-541-9723. That's 928-541-9723. Or go to GetReadySurvival.com. And remember, survival preparedness means living on your own terms.
powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe. 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. That's freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site there for free. And if you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Become a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is that you'll send in $3 a month via any major credit card through PayPal or some or right on our website. We've got Visa and MasterCard options as well. And that money is invested into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations and bringing more Internet listeners on board as well. So go to amp.freetalklive.com to help us out there. Still to come here tonight, Nemi, you're going to tell us something about delinquent children?
Yeah.
What's that going to be about?
It's if you want delinquent children, be a controlling parent.
Oh, no, yeah, that definitely sounds interesting. But first, let's start with unschooling, which I think is a good way to not be a controlling parent. Mark, you want to tell us about some of the myths surrounding unschooling? Now, for our listeners that maybe have never heard of unschooling before, what is it?
It's a, I guess, some people might call it a radical child-directed learning, where the kid decides what the kid's going to learn, when that kid's going to learn it. And I think that there's a lot about unschooling that's very, very interesting to me. I think it has a there's a
it sounds a little scary.
It's scary
for some
too.
People, right? Yeah. Like when we were all growing up, I mean, we went to schools where it was very controlled. You were told what you were going to learn, on what track you were going to learn it, and what, you know, the parameters were in which you had to learn it, and then you were graded as whether or not you learned it enough. And it was very, very rote, very, very restricted.
And I would say that the first thing that one would need to understand about unschooling is you do that. If you're one of the parents that, say, doesn't put your kid into preschool, you know, that parents do unschooling for the first 5 years. I mean, you're not sitting down with a lesson plan. You're especially not sitting them in a classroom of 25 other kids, making them ask when to use the bathroom and raise their hand when they want to talk, and, you know, these kinds of situations with kids all their same age. I mean, when you're raising a kid with their brothers and sisters at home, you're unschooling right then. And, you know, for my wife and I, we're looking at the idea of unschooling. I can't say that I'm entirely comfortable with the idea, but, you know, my son makes me very comfortable with the idea. Hmm. He wants to learn. He has in no way has his mind been twisted by people out there that want to teach him what they want to teach him when they want to teach him. And consider right. that maybe the reason that so many kids hate school by the time they get to high school is because of school. I mean, the one thing that you can be certain that every kid in school has in common is they go to school. And maybe it's the system that they use to teach kids. Yeah, sure, there's some high achievers that come out of there. There's no doubt about it. But what's it worth? You know, what does that mean and what's it worth? And I don't know that unschooling necessarily is going to work for everybody either. But I think it has something to offer in the arena of education. And that's my opinion. This is from Bohemian Travelers. I'm going to guess that's a gnome de plume. What do you think, Nimmy?
I would agree.
I have looked around. This is the name of the person. Whoever's posting this. It's LouRockwell.com.
Got it.
So it's from Bohemian Travelers. Since we decided to homeschool and eventually unschool our boys, I get asked a lot of questions. It's understandable, as the lifestyle we've chosen definitely goes against the grain of societal norms. Even I had a lot of trepidation and found myself asking some of the very same questions. And I absolutely did, too. It took me over 5 years to fully settle in the ideas, and truth be told, I still question myself at least once a year.
Hmm.
Over the 8 years plus since we started to homeschool. Now, there's a difference between homeschooling and unschooling. Unschooling would be, I used the term radical previously. Unschooling is child-directed learning. Unschooling would be a radical form of homeschooling, though. So it's not actually radical when you talk about child-directed learning. It is child-directed learning, but it's a radical form of homeschooling.
Before you go on with this list, just what you're saying there made me think of a question. In a lot of places, state governments demand to know from homeschoolers what their curriculum will mm-hmm. be. They demand to have you submit it to them and then have you tell them what your curriculum is, and that I guess they're supposed to approve it or something like that. And is it like that in New Hampshire? I'd heard that it is.
My understanding is it is, yeah.
So how do you unschool? Do you just have to keep your child completely off of the rolls of information with government?
Yes, it depends on whether or not you want to do such a thing. I mean, there's more than one answer to this question, but if you say want to go by the government's rules, you would just fill out whatever the curriculum has been prior to them going. And
but,
you know,
but I thought you have to give it to them in advance.
Okay, that's what I mean. Prior.
So would you fill it out and say, we have no curriculum, it's unschooling, signed Mark Edge?
You would talk of, I'm sure that you can get a nice template off the internet of what your child will be doing at what time frame.
So you're talking about lying then?
No, I'm talking about...
But it's unschooling, so you don't know what the curriculum is going to be because your child's going to choose it as they go along.
You're going to make a reasonable guess, and I think that most teachers would say that they have to have a certain amount of fluidity in the classroom in order to be able to properly educate children, and you just have a certain amount of fluidity. You probably could even use the term fluidity. I know in New Hampshire that all you have to do is fill out a short description of what is going on as far as the curriculum.
Is that right?
That much is true.
Okay.
As if...
That needs to go away.
I concur with you. I don't think that New Hampshire... But that is one of the questions, actually.
What is?
One of the five biggest misconceptions about unschooling. You know, that's all in there.
Okay, so, let's do it.
Go on with it. Anyway, so the Bohemian Travelers, and this is written from the perspective of a woman. I've read this through a couple of times, and I'm pretty sure that this is a woman writing this. So the mom of the Bohemian Travelers group is writing this. So over the 8 years that since we started homeschool, my perspective through research and experience has grown considerably. This perspective, by the way, unschooling parents, if you want to put them into a category where, you know, say these are lackadaisical people that really want to do nothing, want nothing to do with their child's education, and they're just going to let kids do whatever they want to do and run wild, you could not be farther from the truth. Mm-hmm. These are some of the most well-educated and engaged parents you could ever possibly talk about as a group.
Right, I would
put up my group of 10 home unschoolers against your group of 10
valedictorians,
average public schoolers any day. I mean, you're just talking about a group of very intelligent people.
I would bet unschoolers are better than the highest level of the class in the government high schools.
I would be interested to see.
I put homeschoolers against the highest level.
Because any time that I've gone to Concord for hearings, I've stopped in at the homeschooling hearings. And I've got to tell you, it is more quiet in a room full of homeschooled kids than it is with a room full of adults.
Yeah.
They're so well behaved. You could hear a pin drop in some of the hearings that I went to last year. Absolutely crazy. Just how well behaved. Just you don't have to threaten. You don't have to cajole. You don't have. They just come in. They take out their stuff. They brought their stuff with them. They were so just impressively good.
Yeah, I felt the same way. I felt it a real joy. I mean, when I went to that first the first homeschooling thing I went to, there I think the number was 800. Homeschooling families showed up. I mean, they had
that's huge.
It was huge.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're talking about
no room to walk around.
The third largest legislative body in the English-speaking world was filled. Plus,
standing room only.
Standing room only, plus all the people in the mezzanine or whatever that thing is, the viewing area that was along the back.
Gallery.
The gallery, plus the whole huge room outside of it. People were lined up to go in. Down around the stairs, is it three stories?
Yeah, it is,
Down around the circular stairs and then out into and filling the lobby and then out onto the State House lawn.
That's impressive and when it happens, yeah.
And what you were talking about, Nimi, I felt just utter joy of seeing these incredibly well-behaved children walking and just descending little orders like ducks behind their moms.
All they have to do is just stop obeying the state, and it's over for them. I wish that more disobedience would happen within the homeschooling movement. Just tell, basically write back to the state and say, screw you, I'm not telling you anything about my curriculum.
A lot of people don't. A lot of homeschoolers don't tell anything.
And they don't go after them?
What are they going
to
do?
Well, they're good. I'm glad to hear that.
I mean, it happens.
Because some people are scared about that.
Sure they are.
Child abuse.
Some people speed, some people don't, Ian. You know, I mean, there's just not that much they can do. Going on with the stories here. So one of the first questions in this misconceptions article about unschooling is, what about college? This is the first, and this is what happened when I visited a friend of mine down in Virginia when I was driving.
Right, because everybody has this idea that college is so important and that everybody has to go to college to be successful.
Well, you want to give your kid what it takes. I mean, if you happen to have the next Albert Einstein or the next Warren Buffett.
Or if your kid wants to go to be an engineer or doctor,
you want them
then they
to
have to go to college.
Be able to do such a thing. And that makes sense. And this was what my homeschooling friend down in Virginia asked me when I was talking to him about unschooling. This was a homeschooler. And he's like, but what about college? You know, he knows from a homeschooling standpoint that his kids can get to any school in the nation. And this often is the big concern. What about Harvard is usually the ludicrous
question.
All right,
we'll come back with the answer here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe you'd like to chime in here if you are a homeschooler or you've been unschooled or you are unschooling. 855-450-FREE. Take control. Free Talk Live. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.